This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, right? I mean, I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be watching, listening to. But you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it, more than you know. And, you know, Xander Gibbs is going to join us in a little while. I always get a kick out of it when he's on with us. You know, we deal with crazy stuff from across the pond, as they say. And, again, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot going on up there. And not just reading the articles, but, you know, once you take the poll, give me your email address. If you give me your email address, I only send out an email once, just one time a week. And even not even, sometimes I forget to do that. But one time a week, let you know who's coming on, you know, what's going to be happening, the kind of topics we'll be discussing. And you can decide what to do or not to do. You can decide to stop taking the email. It really is that simple. I should turn the video on. Well, I don't want to do that. It's kind of goofy. I thought I did. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. All right, so let's get to it. I mean, this thing with Kavanaugh, I was going to stay away from it. I kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Kavanaugh out? Can you be that? Can you do that? And it gets to the point where the tomfoolery, all the garbage that they're throwing up in front of us. You know, you've got, what's her name, 65 women. Well, wait a minute, before I get to that. You've got this letter that Dianne Feinstein has been holding on to for months. Now you've got women, a couple of women, and Democrat women are coming forward saying, you know, the guy's an animal, he's terrible. Right? He treats women terribly. And yet, more than 5 dozen women have come forward to defend him. You know, and when you're talking about something he did in high school, he probably doesn't remember what he did in high school. He probably doesn't remember the women he was with, the girls he was with. How do you expect somebody... Now, wait a minute. Because I know somebody's going to come back at me with some nasties. But unless it was out-and-out rape... What are you going to come back with? I remember what 35 years ago you want him to talk. Let me tell you what. He's about my age, right? I think we just had our 35th last year. Look, you want to hear, some of you guys might hang up here, but you want to know about the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that was taking place 35 years ago? Should I go into detail? I mean, you ever watch that movie Dazed and Confused? Go watch the movie Dazed and Confused. That's what high school life was 35 years ago. All right? Bell bottoms, dope, acid, LSD, running rampant on high school campuses. Don't give me that goody two-shoe stuff like, oh, no, there were plenty doing it. Because we were just coming out of the 60s into the 70s with that whole free love, sex, rock and roll thing. Right? I mean, people make fun of Billy Bob Clinton.
You know, I smoked dope, but I never inhaled.
Well, he did. Everybody did. And again, does it make it right? But it was an acceptable behavior of the day. And again, I'm not proposing we should be doing this there. It's okay. But you know how many times people went to parties in the summer? I mean, it was a constant party summertime. You woke up with people you never met before. Well, not sober anyway. And they're gonna hold his feet to the fire for something that happened 35 years ago. I heard somebody say he should answer for that. My God, the left has now found some kind of moral compass? Some kind of moral foundations, moral laws that you're actually going to live by? Or you just want to hold us to it at? So, but you have some women that have come forward and accused him of being nasty. You have 65 women. How often have you seen this happen? I'll tell you what, I'll even make it easier for you. How often have you seen 10 women come out to stick up for a legislator or a judge or anybody going through the nomination process like this? And they all came out and said that he is a good guy and he's a great nominee for the highest court in the land. Almost every one of these 65 women claimed to have known Kavanaugh for the last 35 years. They penned a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee to vouch for his character. Feinstein's got one letter written by an anonymous person who won't come forward. She can't tell you who it is, and she won't tell you what the allegation is. And 65 have come forward and said he's a man of good character. Don't you love this? The letter states that we are women who have known Brett Kavanaugh for more than 35 years. I knew him while he was attending high school between 79 and 83. For the entire time, not bits and pieces, not certain time, for the entire time we have known Brett Kavanaugh, he has behaved honorably, treated women with respect. He went on to say, we strongly believe it's important to convey this information to the committee at this time. The women wrote, while Kavanaugh attended Georgetown Preparatory School, an all-boys high school in Bethesda, Maryland, they knew him through social events, sports, church, and various other activities. And many of us remained close friends with him throughout the years. Now, Xander Gibbs is going to be on with me after this. We're going to talk a little bit about this. I want to get his take on something that happened 35 years ago. So don't go far. Xander Gibbs joins us after the break. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Is he still alive? That's Barry Manilow.
You don't know. You would know him if you ran him over in the parking lot, would you?
Oh, I know who he is. I don't track his...
You don't track his life? Yeah, I know, right? Such a good Jewish boy. He really is. He gives a lot back to he gives a lot to charity. He gives a lot back to the community. He's a great guy. Great guy. A little weird, great guy, though. Anyway, speaking of a little weird and a great guy, Xander Gibb joins me. They only tune in to watch you. I'm seriously. At this time of day. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I love having him on with me. We always have such a good time. Xander, get any good pizza yet or what?
No. And in fact, my podiatrist today was talking about New York pizza because she just visited. I was like, are you trying to kill me or what? It's like everybody wants to talk to me about things I can't eat anymore. So So we won't go there, Jim.
Well, I got to go one place, though. I feel for you. I really do. And I have this one place that I go for. What's that place? I hate when I do this to myself.
I don't know. I'm not allowed.
Yeah, I know. You're not allowed out of the house. That's right. Don't you forget it either. You know Jerry's Famous Deli out here. Some people know what it is. Some people don't know what it is. That's all right. We'll all survive. But anyway, it's the only place in California when I get real New York-style cheesecake. And you know what I mean by that? It's not that crud in the freezer that they call, here you go, just to frost this, and you get 8 slices of real New York-style frozen cardboard pizza. This is the real stuff, and, man, I miss it. You know, East Coast food, totally different, right?
Mm. Well, I've never been to L.A., so I couldn't possibly comment, but, you know, my time back in England, I'm craving everything. They do have Reese's Pieces here, but, you know, I can't eat those either. So,
I know we've said this before, but and not beating on the British, but the food is kind of bland, is it not?
Well, I think it depends on who's cooking it. You know, if I'm cooking it here, I can cook British food pretty well, but I think what they do is they don't season stuff and they don't taste stuff before they kind of give it to their guests or to the patrons. And so what's the point in that if it just doesn't taste right? You know, you want to try it yourself before you give it to some unsuspecting eater, don't you?
No. I want to watch their face before I... See, we used to do this all the time. Now we've kind of cut back on it a little bit. But do you remember the two fat ladies? Right? Remember that show?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That was a great show. I love those women. And they were always making fun of themselves, size-wise, how they cooked and everything else. But the food, well, when people around them ate it, I wouldn't know. The people around them ate it seemed to love it. So I loved that show. I thought that was great. Anyhow.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you clarified, because I thought that you were talking about my mom and my sister. But you won't go there, because they listen to the show. Apparently the president does, too. Did you know that? For Donald listens to the show. He's probably sitting there now with a Diet Coke and saying yes.
And a Big Mac, too, right? There you go.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right, so listen, hypocrisy. And this is easy to talk about when you're talking about what the left is doing. So, you know, they're beating up on Brett Kavanaugh. They won't let this guy go. The guy is a Boy Scout for all intents and purposes. And he does have the respect of a lot of Democrat senators who are afraid to vote for him because they're afraid their own party is going to come after him. So when you talk about, you know, witnesses on a case or what have you, so you've got a few women that have come forward or tried to come forward and say that, you know, he's a bad guy, you know, he's got bad character. And then you have Mrs. Feinstein here that turns around and she comes up with a letter that she's been holding on for 2 months from an anonymous woman about some anonymous sexual misconduct that he did in high school. All right? I mean, seriously, somebody could tell me in high school, you know, you remember we were together at that party, and they go, party? What party? There were 300 parties.
Which one?
Thank you, right? And one of the Dems said he should be held responsible for anything he did in high school today. I'm thinking, really? Half of you guys in Congress would be gone if that was the case. But what bothers me the most about this, 65 women have come forward and said he has been nothing but a gentleman. And some of them have known him all the way back to 1979 and said, this man, we've worked for him, we've gone to school for him, we've been to social events with him, he's nothing but a gentleman. But the Dems won't let it go. It's like a double standard, right? Twilight Zone plus.
It totally is. And, you know, that guy stole my parking space in 1984. That's how bad he is. I mean, we're really scraping at the barrel. I mean, it's reminiscent of what they did to Donald Trump or tried to do to Donald Trump. And that didn't work either. But the thing is, at the end of the day, we want the best person for the job. And right now, I kind of consider that he is. I mean, I haven't done, you know, oodles of research on him. But when you actually look at what people have to say about him, generally, it's only the Democrats that have something bad to say about him.
Out of nowhere.
Which in my book means that's an endorsement. If the Democrats are trash-talking me, then that's an endorsement as far as I'm concerned. It really is.
Well, for them to be coming him now, here's the other icing on the cake as far as I'm concerned. Clarence Thomas, who doesn't normally speak much, even on the court, has come out and talked about how bad this is, how disgusting this display is, and
Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out of her coma long enough to say this has turned into a total political, just a real debacle. And she wasn't aiming that at Republicans necessarily. This is just, you know, a bad thing. They shouldn't be doing this. My God. A sense of sanity for a moment or two, right?
Yeah, for a second. I guess she'd had her meds that day. But I insist, you actually have to pronounce her name properly. It's disrespectful. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
when are we just going to get to the point in the United States that we want to appoint people based upon their suitability, not on, wanting to weaponize a situation or politicize it to the point where we're bringing up, did you know that Brett Kavanaugh was in timeout five times when he was 11 years old? I mean, this is how ridiculous it's got. Let's just get the guy in the job. And if he does a bad job, then we'll get rid of him.
Yeah, I agree with you. But they are so tainted. So, what are you going to call it? They're like frothing at the mouth. They got white foam around their lips. They're so rabid about getting Republicans out. And it's not just Trump. They wouldn't stop there. You know, if they got Trump out, if they got him to resign, which they never will, you'd have Pence. How long do you think it would take them to start attacking Pence?
Well, I think this is the thing. If they ever did, cut to what's his face, Mueller, sitting there as a skeleton, still trying to find things on Donald Trump. If they ever did, find anything on Donald Trump, Pence would take over, and Pence would exonerate him anyway. Let's face it.
No, I agree. Well, I have a joke about that. We'll talk about it when we come back. But here's the other thing. You want to talk about another slap in the face? The FBI won't investigate Kavanaugh. All right? And we're going to talk about it because that puts him in a really bad spot, doesn't it? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb, not going anywhere. He'll be there when we get back.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Although a tropical storm, Florence continues to be felt, especially by the hundreds of thousands of people who are without power. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper expects it to get worse, not better.
We have about 650,000 North Carolinians without power, and the utility companies tell us that this number will keep rising, and they think it could be anywhere from 1 million to 2.5 million people that could eventually lose power.
And South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
We're not going to have electricity in large parts of the state for maybe days and maybe even weeks.
At least 5 people have been killed by the storm in North Carolina, including a mother and an infant, when a tree fell onto their home in Wilmington. Police say the father was taken to a nearby hospital. Rescue efforts across the eastern seaboard are continuing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. All right. Now, Xander is going to take this in the way it's meant, in a loving way. But every single time I hear that song, I think of Xander Gibb. I can see him as one of the dancers in that. You know, it's in England. Right? I mean, Xander Gibb joins me. I didn't even do an intro. Just going to bring him in. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I so much enjoy having him on the show with me. And you could do that, right? I mean, you could do that whole scene. That's a pretty easy dance scene, is it not?
From my wheelchair.
Ooh.
See, with strings. Now, I could do strings on my legs.
You're going to get me in trouble now. Now they're going to say that I made fun of a guy that was, you know, that...
yeah.
What do they call it now? Handy Abels or something like that?
What's yeah,
that?
You're an anti-disabled homophobe.
Disable-phobic. There you go.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
You're a dis...
There
you're,
you go.
But anyway, whatever. I really can't be bothered with these... All this new terminology, if you don't like my curtains, you're curtain phobic. I mean, get real.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's what. Listen, come on, let's just be honest here, just you and me. What would they have to talk about if they couldn't put down guys like you and I that are against something, right?
Absolutely nothing, really. I mean, when you take away all of that BS from the Democrats, what have they got left? It's the only thing that glues the party together. But what I love is when they attack me and say things like, I'm homophobic. And it's like the Twilight Zone. You know, we actually have to enter the Twilight Zone. Because if I'm disagreeing with them, like some guy attacked me on the anniversary of 9/11 and said, that Donald Trump was the most homophobic president ever. And I was like, how do you work that out? What does it have to do with 9/11? You know, it's just...
But how do you work that out? I mean, seriously, you've said it. Some of my other gay friends have said the same thing. He's not... They don't see him as the enemy. Matter of fact, they see him as a pro or supporting people in the LGBTQ community.
I absolutely think that that is the case. One of the things that really concerns me is that they have to paint him in this way. But my retort all of the time when people accuse Donald Trump of being homophobic is that why has he not spent the last year trying to dismantle same-sex marriage? You know, one of the first things he said, he was like, you know, that's dumb, that's a given. Whether we agree with that or not, you know, as Christians and as conservatives, you know, he said, I'm going to leave that alone. And I think that the gay community should really have some level of respect for that. And they don't. And so when I asked, so I was asked for specific examples. If they have specific examples, then I'll discuss those specific examples. But they don't have them. There's no foundation for a lot of these things. He's racist because his father was. Well, you know, my father was 5'4", but, you know, I'm still 5'9". Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, just because your father likes something or doesn't like something, or family practice has been A, B, and C, doesn't mean we carry it on. But matter of fact, as the generations move on, do they not get better? Don't we learn from our parents' mistakes? I mean, my parents were good, but they had some shortcomings. I think all parents do. And you learn from those and you make yourself better, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I've said before that, you know, my father would possibly have used the N-word, but if he saw someone who happens to be black being attacked, he would be the first one to stand in the middle and say, hey, that's not, you know, that's not on.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think it's kind of part of the Democrat MO to kind of put badness where it isn't. And it makes me very sad because it's so un-American. We should all be trying to build each other up and working together regardless of our political allegiances. And that's just gone. And people might want to blame that on Donald Trump, but surely he wants us to work together, because if we're working together, we're making the country better. So it benefits him and all of us, too.
Well, no, they've gotten off the blame thing on that for him because they're too busy blaming him for the hurricanes. You know, the fact that he pulled us out of TPP, whatever, the Paris Accords or whatever they were called. I mean, the fact that he pulled us out of that is the reason why the hurricanes are coming down. Because, you know, it only takes 18 months from the time that Mother Nature finds out that you don't want any part of saving the planet, if you would, to start throwing hurricanes at us, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, Mother Nature obviously got the memo. I mean, that's abundantly clear to me. But, you know, it brought up all of this with regards to, you know, I think he got on this pretty quickly when he found out that this was going on. You know, he wanted to make sure that people were okay and that they were taken care of, et cetera, et cetera. And people started bringing up the Puerto Rico stuff. I mean, this week alone, they found that field full of water that corrupt governor of Puerto Rico did not distribute to people. So all of the things were there that were needed, but they mismanaged it so badly. But, of course, that's Donald Trump's fault. Well, you know, I have an ingrown toenail. And the podiatrist today said, you know, I'm probably going to have my nail off. Is that Donald Trump's fault, too?
Well,
I mean, I'm asking you, seriously.
No. I mean, it depends. I mean, if he didn't give you the proper health care, if he didn't come out and see you or take care of you while you were here, then maybe it is his fault. I mean, this is how crazy these people have become with this stuff. What happened to the governor? What happened to the mayor or what have you in Puerto Rico for those? Did they say it was a million bottles? It was some astronomical amount of water bottles that have been sitting there and should have been long distributed at this point in time. And do you see mainstream news right now, ABC, CBS, any of those, talking about how bad the Puerto Rican government was in distributing the water?
No, you don't. Because it was Donald Trump's job to distribute the water too. Don't you get this joke?
That's
Aren't
right.
you getting
I
into
forgot.
This frame of mind? You know, even Nikki Haley, today I saw Nikki Haley getting grief because the Obama administration chose to spend $56,000 on curtains for her offices, but that was her fault. She didn't choose it. She didn't ask for it.
$56,000.
But that's her fault too.
My God.
Liberal logic.
What are they made out of George Washington's bed clothing?
They're made out of liberal tears.
Oh, washed with anyway. All right, so listen, this is the one. I love this, right? The Dems have been defending the FBI for 18 months now, right? They've defended Comey. There's nothing these guys could do wrong. They are God's gift to justice all over the planet, except right now. Because it seems that Feinstein, in a last-minute ditch effort to get Kavanaugh, handed this letter over to the FBI. She wants him to investigate claims of his sexual misconduct 35 years ago. And you know what the FBI said? Ain't going to happen, Senator. We're not going to do it. We're declining to look into this. Now, they have a choice, right? Think about this. They either come out and talk about how bad the FBI is, how they won't do their job, that they're protecting the Republican, at the same time claiming that the FBI is doing their job, they're digging deep to take down President Trump. Are they in a, they're in a debacle, aren't they?
They're in a total debacle, but I think that, I mean, I have a, you know, as a journalist, I have an issue with anybody that says, you know, that, what is it, what's the terminology they use? They say it's,
fake news.
No, when they say the person that gave them the information, but they have a phrase for it. According to an undisclosed source. I don't think you can have undisclosed sources in this kind of situation because someone has to know who they are. Because how do we know that Dianne Feinstein is not lying? I mean, let's face it, we've caught the Democrats out in so many lies of late. How do we know she's telling the truth? Is it fair that Democrats should be able to bring Republicans or anybody else down without proper evidence?
Oh, no. We should have more than enough evidence, especially in these instances where it's so easy. Look, in today's environment, today's world, all a woman has to say is he sexually assaulted me 15 years ago, and that guy's career is over. His life is over. And it's wrong.
Yeah.
It is so wrong. Don't you think?
It is absolutely wrong. Something happened. They have Big Brother here in the UK, and this girl accused this guy of hitting her, and it was on camera, and he was, like, play boxing, like shadow boxing. She said she was bruised, and, you know, this guy was going to be kicked out. But thank God it was on tape, because it would have destroyed his career.
Right.
You know, loose lips sink ships. You cannot make accusations about people without there being evidence. It's not fair. It really isn't.
No, I agree with you. And here's the thing, though. What if we started, we're going to break, but what if we started putting more people in jail for false accusations?
Yes.
Right? I mean, these things would drop to almost nothing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibbs is going nowhere. I'm having a cardboard pizza delivered to his house. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back.
Was a top man at his craft.
I'm in a sick mood tonight. Seriously. Can you see? Tammy's giving me that look already. Right? Listen. No. What?
Be nice.
I am being nice. No, I'm going to be nice. You got to hear me out, though. Right? So, you listen to The Real Side, by the way, on GCN Live. You have me in a what were those? Those army suits were whack. They were called whack suits, weren't they, or something like that?
For the women.
For the women, right? So, I want you to picture me and Corey Duncan, okay, and Xander doing that Andrew Sisters thing, singing that song. Would that be... What?
Would you use your own lipstick, though, Joe, or would I have to bring my own?
I would...
Moving swiftly on, please.
Yeah, now you got a shooting me over there. Thank you. All right. I'm Kelvin, senior host. You listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure. Xander Gibb joins me all the way from across the pond to talk about issues going on around the world. And now this is, we're live on video, so if she actually shoots me, you're going to see this, and I may need you in court. Anyhow.
Well, I'll be witness for Tammy, so you just know that that's going to happen.
But listen, I watch a channel that shows old TV programs, like Carol Burnett, goes all the way back to Red Skelton and all that stuff. And, you know, you see guys like Harvey Korman, Mel Brooks. I mean, you see all these old timers, Sid Caesar, dressed up in women's garb. All right, and making fun of that whole just the whole thing. Everybody started laughing at him, and it was just good, clean, wholesome fun. Today, they'd be labeled as phobic, wouldn't they? They'd be run off the air. There'd be people, you know, picketing CBS or whatever, right?
I don't know. I think it's in an older tradition. I think the gay community just kind of stole it and did something different with it. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing. You know, I've seen many a funny drag show, you know, Cher impersonator and not even realize it was a guy. But, you know, in Japan, they wouldn't let women on the stage, so men had to play the female role. So, you know, it's in an older tradition, but I'm talking myself into a corner here anyway. They'll be Googling now Xander Gibb in drag to see the pictures.
What was the one with Robin Williams and...
Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello, no. Dear.
The Birdcage.
Oh, the Birdcage. That was really funny.
Oh, that was hilarious. That was, yeah. You know, you didn't want to have any liquid in your body because you'd pee yourself. That was so funny. You know, but I don't know. Could you make that today? Could you do that movie without...
Yeah. Well, no, I think that the trans community would probably be offended. But I don't know. I just kind of... I think if they're doing this as in a movie, none of the people in that movie were trans. They were female impersonators, which is a totally different thing. But mm-hmm. Everyone's so offended by everything. And, in fact, I'm even offended that you brought it up, Joe.
All right, so wait a minute. The lunacy gets even worse. I love this. I don't know if you read about this, but did you hear about the liberal that shot himself to protest the president? Can you?
No, I didn't.
I'll show you.
But
I'm going to get you. I'm going to shoot me. That's what I'm going to do. So a sociology professor took Trump derangement syndrome to a whole new level this week. A longtime College of Southern Nevada Society professor is facing felony gun charges in connection with an on-campus shooting. He discharged a gun this is what he's getting nailed with. Discharging a gun at college, you know, on public property. And what he's 69 years old. He shot himself to protest the president. They found a $100 bill taped to the mirror along with a note that said, "For the janitor." According to Byrd's arrest report, on the floor of the restroom was a black and white .22 caliber pistol with one spent case shell. And it was all about protesting. Who? When? Have you seen somebody? Maybe this is a new a fad they're going to do. I don't know. Where does this come from?
It's the new liberal suffragettes, isn't it? I hate the president so much, I'm going to shoot myself. If you don't impeach yourself now, Donald, I'm going to shoot myself. I mean, we shouldn't laugh, really, because, I mean, you've got to be pretty sick to do that kind of thing, haven't you, really, in fairness.
I would say so, but see, here's the touchy part of all this, and you and I have talked about this kind of thing. When it comes to people shooting themselves with these kind of issues, you bring up mental health and they go out of their minds, right? So if this guy was on the right and shot himself for whatever reason, they would be going, see, it's, you know, these people are sick, these people on the right are sick, these people love guns are sick, this is a lib who shot himself in protest, they're going to give him an award next year. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to be Sports Personality of the Year, isn't he?
God, it never stops. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. I'm just amazed by it anyway. I shouldn't be, you're right. We're not making fun of the fact that somebody's sick enough to shoot themselves, but when does this stop? When do these people understand that, look, he's president, end of discussion, what are you going to do? Is this how it's going to be for the next 6.5 years? Then someone's going to fall over.
I'm really the wrong person to ask about this. I just got out of Twitter jail for a typo. I mean, is it still America? Do we still, you know,
I can't answer that. Really, I can't.
No,
I mean, what kind of world do we live in now where these people, you know, they're running our lives, and it's scary.
Yeah. Well, again, I read these stories. I don't read them lightly. I don't want to make fun of these people, but I don't know.
You got to laugh.
You got to sit here and go, really? Who thought this was a good idea? And what does he do? He left a $10 tip for the janitor to clean up?
100.
Oh, I thought it was a 10.
100.
Yeah, 100. Okay, well, in that case, I would have cleaned up. No problem.
$400? No, I wouldn't. No.
All right, come on.
You can't say he wasn't thoughtful. I mean, come on.
All right. He was thinking ahead. I got it. I'm with you. All right, so if it gets worse, okay, these little young millennial snowflakes, right, hard-left millennials are now claiming that Stalin's gulags were, ready for this, compassionate retreats where political prisoners enjoyed club sports and theater. Yeah.
Yeah. And Auschwitz was Club Med. I mean,
God. It was, let's see, the bizarre opinion about the punishment in death camps where an estimate more than 1 million people died came to light in an exchange. Oh, you're going to love this. In an exchange between LGBTA activists and others. It was.
Wait.
What?
Sorry, LGBTA? What?
I don't know
A?
What the A. I don't know. Tammy, will you look up A? Anyway, it changes all the time. I can't keep. I'm good with the LGBT, and I stopped there.
Yeah, I just call it the gay community now because I know they don't like that. So, you know, it's the gays.
Well, this was a trans right activist campaigners event at Goldsmiths University, and they described the gulags as benign establishments. They were, in fact, what's the A stand for?
Allies.
Allies.
I've read about this. And you're not an ally just by saying you're one. You have to actually participate in all the events and such. That
you have to have
ally.
A certificate from Goldsmiths College in London. There's a training course, apparently, and it's a weekend, and it costs $45, and you get a rainbow flag for your window.
God, you're going to give me so much trouble, dude.
I can say it. I'm gay.
Yeah, but I'm laughing, which means I'm encouraging you to be like that. And I just go, they just gone nuts.
So Abby, do I need encouragement?
No, you definitely don't need encouragement. All I have to do is leave the mic hot over
then
commercials, and
me.
They would see, you know, that. Anyway, but I just find this amazing that they tie this stuff together. Well, they have to dig at tying this stuff together. 1.6 million people were killed in those gulags. I mean, hello? So,
there are still people that say that the Holocaust didn't happen. So, you know, what do you expect?
Yeah.
You know, even evidence sometimes does not account for the stupidity of some individuals. But, you know, I was heartened today, Joe. I actually think that America really is going to wake up very soon. And
really?
I'm sure there are some Democrats out there that really are just going to see more money in their pockets and their bank accounts and see that things are getting better. And let's face it, that's what most people want to see. I mean, this walk away movement, you know, I'm the original walk away guy. You know, I was a Democrat. This has to speak volumes to us, and I think more and more people are going to see through the lies of the left and jump over to the right, you know?
Yeah,
nobody would have ever believed that I would have stopped being a Democrat, Joe, but I did.
No, you're right, and many other guys I know that were in the entertainment world and other places like that that came over saw the actual hate of the left right after 9/11. I know a lot of my friends... What do they call themselves, 9-12ers or something like that, where they actually saw the nasties and they couldn't understand it. This was new to them. They had never seen this from within their party before, which I don't know if I believe that as much as I believe that maybe they just weren't keyed in on it. You know what I mean?
I think for me it was more not wanting to see it, but as it started to crumble, I'm glad there were people around like yourself and, you know, Dr. Gina Loudon.
Yeah.
You know, who were willing to, because, you know, I had been brainwashed into thinking that every Republican hated gay people. So, you know.
Right.
I know what that music means. I have to go.
Yes, you do. Tell people where to find you really quick. You got 10 seconds.
ZanderGive.com. I love you all. Have a great week.
And he means it, too. I usually don't.
I do.
We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Obama, His Highness, is going to tell you how everything is his fault. For real. The good stuff, not the bad stuff. I screwed up. We'll be back in a minute.